WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. The health district serving Charlottesville is apologizing for long lines and residents turned away from a vaccination clinic. A new analysis finds that despite liberalization in pot enforcement, Black Virginians are still being targeted at higher rates than whites for possession of marijuana. And one Virginia college grad is in charge of making sure that Earth germs don't contaminate Mars during the Perseverance lander mission. This is the WMRA Daily for Friday, February 19. In a statement on Thursday, the health district serving the Charlottesville area apologized for long lines and residents turned away from a vaccination clinic on Wednesday. The Blue Ridge Health District held the event at the Kmart vaccination site in Charlottesville. BRHD says the vaccines were intended for 400 residents of Albemarle County who were 65 and older, certain essential workers, and those who were on a weekend waiting list for a vaccine clinic for communities of color. Those people received an invitation late Tuesday evening through PrepMod, the new statewide registration system from the Virginia Department of Health. But BRHD says that link was, quote, widely shared throughout the community, and many people not invited to the clinic showed up for a vaccination. Despite the confusion, BRHD says it vaccinated 1,500 people on Wednesday and did not throw out any doses. The health department and Governor Ralph Northam's office both acknowledged the link sharing problem with the new registration system. Statewide, nearly 1.5 million doses have been administered, and almost 400,000 people are fully vaccinated in Virginia. The state is still in phase 1B of vaccine distribution. Meanwhile, Virginia is seeing a delay in deliveries of COVID-19 vaccines due to this week's winter storm. The state health department says Virginia will likely see a delay in the delivery of more than 100,000 doses due to distribution channels in the Midwest and elsewhere that were shut down because of the storm. VDH says the state had been expecting about 120,000 doses this week. The Central Shenandoah Health District, which covers much of the valley and part of the Alleghenies, said it has postponed some COVID-19 vaccine clinics this week. Since July 1st, people who have gotten caught in Virginia with small amounts of marijuana have faced a $25 civil penalty rather than a criminal charge. But an analysis of court filings by our partner station VPM shows that Black Virginians are still being targeted at higher rates than whites. Ben Pavier reports.
National research shows Black and white people use marijuana at similar rates. But since July 1st, Black individuals in Virginia were 4 times more likely than white people to face citations for marijuana possession. That suggests last year's decriminalization effort didn't change a longstanding pattern. Chelsea Higgs-Wise heads the group Marijuana Justice.
The only way to stop these racial disparities and targeted policing is to legalize it July 1.
Lawmakers in Virginia's Senate agreed. They're targeting this July for legalization, even though retail stores won't be up and running until 2024. A plan passed by the House of Delegates calls for waiting until that later date. A small group of lawmakers are working to negotiate a compromise by the end of the month. Ben Pavier, WMRA News.
On to some General Assembly news now. Members of the General Assembly are considering legislation that would prohibit people from evading gun control laws by constructing a gun at home, Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope reports.
The specter of the ghost gun is haunting the General Assembly. Some lawmakers are worried that people might use a 3D printer or a build-it-yourself kit to evade all the new gun control measures they passed last year. Delegate Marcus Simon, a Democrat from Fairfax County, introduced a bill to prohibit people from buying kits with some assembly required.
You build the gun yourself and it's got no serial number. You required no background check. There was no age limit to purchase it. It's untraceable. And it really evades the entire system.
Philip Van Cleve with the Citizens Defense League says the bill won't help anybody.
Before 1968, no guns were required to be serialized. There's millions of them out there, and the world has not come to an end. And by the way, tracing only affects something after a crime's already been committed. It will not lower a crime rate to have a serial number on a gun. It may help get the gun back to the owner, but that's about it.
The bill has already passed the House and a Senate committee, but it still has to go to the Senate Finance Committee to consider the cost of enforcing the new prohibition.
Virginia lawmakers have rejected a bill aimed at cracking down on cyber flashing, and Michael has that story.
Senators are rejecting a bill passed by the House that would create new penalties for cyber flashing, texting unsolicited, obscene pictures. The bill was introduced by Delegate Kelly Converse Fowler, a Democrat from Virginia Beach.
So this bill would make it illegal to send pictures of one's genitals to another without their consent. In 2017, they found that 53% of millennial women had received an unsolicited picture of someone's penis.
Senator Chap Peterson is a Democrat from Fairfax City who raised concerns about the bill.
Michelangelo's David would be in violation of this. Yeah, if you were to take a photo of Michelangelo, any Roman or Greek classical statue, you'd be in violation of the statue. Yeah.
Converse Fowler says flashing is already illegal in real life, and cyber flashing should be too.
I've only heard men address this in the committee. It's very hard to, I don't feel like this is getting a fair hearing, and this is a huge problem.
All the votes to kill the bill were from men, 4 male Senate Democrats and 4 male Senate Republicans. Michael Pope.
But the General Assembly is advancing legislation to protect Virginians' online data. The measure known as the Consumer Data Protection Act would allow consumers to retrieve a copy of their online data, amend or delete that data, and opt out of allowing large businesses to sell the data. Opponents say the measure does not include the ability to file private lawsuits against companies that breach the law. Well, finally today, Thursday afternoon, NASA's Perseverance rover touched down on the surface of Mars looking for evidence that life once existed there. But it's also important that the lander not carry microbes from Earth to the red planet. A graduate of Hampton University is in charge of protecting Mars from that danger. Paul Bebo from our partner station WHRV reports.
NASA's Perseverance rover will be searching a Martian lake bed to discover if we are alone in the universe.
And what we hope is that there are signs of life, ancient life, that still exists, little microbial fossils, so that we can detect whether or not life ever existed on that planet.
That's Mujige Cooper. She is the lead planetary protection engineer. Her job is to make certain no microbes hitchhike across space to contaminate the experiment. If we find the remnants of life, it will prompt more questions.
Did life originate from Mars and seed the Earth? Did life originate on Earth and seed Mars? Or did it evolve completely independently?
Cooper says the mission will test conditions for humans to land there someday.
Similar to the astronauts that go to the International Space Station and they gaze down upon the blue marble of Earth. Now imagine when we send a pair of eyes, of human eyes, onto the surface of Mars, it's going to be an incredible thing to have a human presence there one day.
Previous experiments confirmed the existence of water on the planet.
That's Paul Bebo reporting from our partner station, WHRV, in Hampton Roads. For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening. Stay safely connected and enjoy your Friday.